in Matthew chapter 20, we have three seemingly separate readings. Jesus foretelling his death and resurrection for a third time, the mother of James and John coming to Jesus to request that one sit on his right hand and one on his left in his kingdom, and Jesus healing two blind men of their blindness. Now, individually, these are rich, delicious selections from the Gospel of Matthew. However, combined all three as a whole unit, it becomes something even better, something new, something to teach us what it is to follow Jesus. Because Jesus foretells his death, and as we know, Jesus is crucified between two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. James and John respond to Christ's question, "Can you drink the cup that I am to drink?" They said, "Yes." And Jesus says, "You're right. You're going to drink from that cup." And Jesus heals two blind men on his way out of Jericho. What this tells us is that eventually the disciples, probably with the coming of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, understand and get what he means by drinking his cup. Because with following Jesus comes persecution. They will be persecuted and killed because they follow Jesus. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul, here on Worldwide KFUO, Christ for You, anytime, anywhere.